Okay, this is the Bikiyas recording for Daf Hey Amid Aleph. It's a fairly long Amid, so we're going to try to read it somewhat quickly, but I'll still try to explain it. So in the very bottom of Dalet Amid Beis, we discuss the issue of Kriya Shema Alamita, and we learn from the Pasuk, Rigzuva Al Techeto, Imru Bilvavchem, Amashkavchem, Vidomu Selim. The Gemara ended off on Dalet Amid Beis, and going over to Hey Amid Aleph, they said, Im Talmud Chacham Hu Ein Sarech. If a person is a Talmud Chacham, he does not have to say Kriya Shema Alamita, because Rashi says most Talmud Chachamim are generally speaking chazering over their learning right before they go to sleep anyway, so then it's not really necessary to say these particular words of Torah. Still, he might be saying Torah, but it's this specific kind of Torah we want to say. So therefore, a Talmud Chacham should say some type of pasuk which indicates this theme of Rachamim. And therefore, he should say, "Biyadchav kid ruchi kagon." Biyadchav kid ruchi, padisa osi Hashem kel ms. Saying something to the effect that Hashem, I'm putting my life in your hands, and therefore you should please protect me. I realize my headphones weren't plugged in properly, so hopefully this sound will be a little bit better going forward. Says the Gemara, Amar Reb Levi Bar Chama, Amar Reb Shimon Ben Lakish, Le'olam Yargiz Adam Yetzer Tov Al Yetzer Hara. A person should wage war between his try to get his Yetzer Tov to overcome his Yetzer Hara. Shenemar, Rigzuva Al Techeto. Right, so the word Yargiz or Rigzu means to tremble, right, so you should really rile yourself up to try to beat the Yetzer Hara. Im Nitzcho Mutav. If you win, that's fantastic. V'imlav Yasuk Betara. The next step is, if you can't beat the Yetzer Hara, you should sit and learn Torah. Shenemar Imru Bil Vavchem. Say it in your heart. Vim mitzvah mutav. If not, if the Torah is enough to help you win, that's fantastic. Vim lav yikra kriyashma. And if that doesn't work, so the next step is to say kriyashma. Shenemar al mishkavchem. Vim mitzvah mutav. If you win based on that, that's great. Vim lav yizkar lo yom hamisa. You should remind yourself of the day of death. Shenemar v'domu sel. You remain silent. Right. So that's the idea. Is that rigzuv al techetolim rivavchem al mishkavchem. Is also a formula for how to defeat the Yetzer Hara. First, with just intense battle. Second, with words of learning Torah. Third, with Kriya Shema. And fourth, with reminding yourself that you are going to be dead. Amar Rav Levi Bar Chama, Amar Rav Shimon Ben Lakish, Mai Dechsiv Ve'etna Lecha Es Luchos Ha'Even, Va'Torah Va'Hamitzos Asher Kasavti Lohoro Sam. I'm going to give to you these tablets of stone and the Torah and the mitzvot that I wrote on them to teach them. Right, so luchos elu aseres adibros. When it says luchos, it refers to the aseres adibros. Torah is a mikra. That's referring to Tanakh. Mitzvah zu mishnah. That's referring to halacha psukah, or like mishnayis. Asher kasavti elu neviim uksuvim. That's talking about navi. Laho rosam, to teach them zeh gemara. Right, that's talking about the gemara we call lumdus, like the meanings and depths behind the understandings of the halachos. Milamit shikulam nas nitnu lamoshe et misinai. All of them were really given over to Moshe Rabbeinu at Sinai. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Kol HaKarei Kriya Shema Al Mita, So Kilo Ochiz Cherev Shal Shtei Pios B'Yado. Someone who reads Kriya Shema Al Mita, he is like he's holding a double-edged sword in his hand for fighting against the Yetzer Hara. Shenemar, Romamos Kel B'Gronav, the Cherev Pifios B'Yadam. Right? So it says that when you have the praises of Hashem in your throat, it's like you have a double-edged sword in your hand. My mashma, how do we know that it's Dafka talking about Kriya Shema? Amar Marzutra, Vitema Rav Ashi, Miresha de Inyana. Previously, it had said in that same topic, Yalzu Chasidim, Bechavod Yirananu Al Mishkavosam. Uksiv Basre, Romos Kel Begrona, Vacherev Pifios, Biyadam. So first it was talking about the Chasidim, the righteous people, exalting themselves with Hashem's Kavod, and specifically praising Hashem when they go to sleep. Then it says, Romos Kel Begronam. When you have these praises in your hand, it's like you have a double-edged sword when you have these praises in your mouth, it's like you have a double-edged sword in your hand. V'am Rabbi Yitzchak, Kol HaKorei Kriya Shema Al Mitasa Mazikin B'Dilan Emeno. A person who reads Kriya Shema on his bed, he is separated from Mazikin, right? We talked about that. That means demons. Shenemar Ovnei Reshef Yagbiu Of. Vein Of Elatura. Right, so the B'nai Reshef will be right. So that's referring to these demons, and they're stopped from Torah. Shenemar hatif einecha bo ve'einenu ve'ein Reshef el mazikin. Right, so the Reshef is talking about mazikin, and the Oaf is talking about Torah. Shenemar mazi ra'av ulchumei Reshef v'ketev meriri. Okay, whatever. I'm not getting into the meaning of the Pesukim right now. It's just saying that this is how we learn that there is an Indian of saying Kriya Shema to defeat the Mazikin, as we talked about on Tosos on Daf Beis. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Kol Osik B'Tori Yisurin B'Dilin Emeno. Another thing that's good about Talmud Torah is that it chases away Yisurin. Yisurin is physical and life difficulties. Shenemar, Bnei Reshef Yagbiu Ovein Ofel Torah, like we said, Shenemar Hatif Einecha Bo Veinenu Vein Reshef Eli Yisurin. So the word Reshef can mean demons, but it can also mean Yisurin, you know, hardships. Shenemar Mazirav Vuluchume Reshef. Amar Le Reb Yochanan Ha Afilu Tinoko Shel Beis Rabban Yon. He says, ah, that's Poshut. That even little kids know this. Shenemar vayomer im shamot tishmol kol hashem lokech vayashar beinav taseh vazan tala mitzvot sav shemarta kol chukav kol amachla asher asanti mitzrayim lo osim alecha ki ani hashem rofecha. Right, in parts of Shalach, when Hashem took the Jews out of Mitzrayim, he said, if you keep my Torah, then all of the bad things that I did to the Mitzrayim, I will not do to you, for I am Hashem, your healer. So this is an obvious thing. You don't need these fancy psukim to teach me that if you learn Torah, you won't have yisurin. Ella kol she efshar lo lasuk b'torah ve'ino say Kadosh Baruch Hu maybe I love Yisurin mechuarin ba'ochrono. So rather, the pshat here that we're trying to teach over from these psukim is that if you have the capability to learn Torah, you have the free time, you have the necessary head, and you don't actually put in the effort to learn the Torah, then Hashem will bring about Yisurin, ugly Yisurin, and they will, you know, make life difficult for you. Shenemar Ne'elamti domia hech, sorry, excuse me. Ne'elamti domia hecheshesi mituv uchevi necha. Right? So he says, quotes the pasuk over there, that if I remain silent, then I'm basically going to be turned away from all of the good things that you have to offer, and I'm going to be in a lot of pain and ugliness. The ein tov ela Torah. The word tov in this case means Torah shenemar. Ki lekach tov nasati lachem torasi al ta'azovu. The Torah is referred to as a lekach tov, a very good purchase. So tov means Torah. So if you're silent from the Torah, then you're going to have a lot of difficulties. Amar Rabbi Zeir v'itema Rabbi Chanina bar Papa bo rei shelo kamidas haGodesh Baruch Hu midas haBasar v'dam. Right, Hashem is different than the way people are. How so? Bas of Adam, Adam Mocher Chivetz Lachaver Mocher Atzei V'Lokeach Sameach. If you have to sell something that you own to a friend, not talking about merchandise, we're talking about something you have to sell out of hardship, so you feel bad that you had to sell it. You really wanted it for yourself, and the buyer is very happy that he had a deal on something that he purchased. Avol Kodesh Baruch Hu, okay, that's not the way for Kodesh Baruch Hu. Nosen Torah, Lahem Torah Yisrael, v'samach. He gave us the Torah and he rejoiced. Shenemar, ki lekach tov, nasati lachem, torasi al ta'azovu. Right, I've given you a very good deal. I gave you on sale the Torah, and I'm still happy about it. Amar Rava, v'yitema Rav Chizda, imroa adam shi yisurin ba'in alav. Now, what do we do? Now that we mentioned the concept of yisurin, since basically the way we got there was we were talking about Kriyashma and Talmud Torah, and how they chase away Yisurin. So now, and we're going to talk a little bit about Yisurin, that if a person sees he is having Yisurin, he's having difficulties in life, so we say, Yifashvesh v'ma'asav, he should examine his deeds to see why this is happening to him. Shenemar nach besad rachinu v'nach korah v'nashuva ad Hashem. We're going to look into our actions, and we're going to do teshuva to Hashem. Pishpesh v'lo matzah, yitle bevitl Torah. If you examine your actions and you don't find anything, then you can assume that it's because of bittul Torah. Shenemar ashrei hagever asher tiyaserenu kol mitorah secha talamedenu. Right? Fortunate is the man who Hashem gives him yisurim and he still learns Torah. V'im tala v'lo matzah, if he said, no, it must be bittul Torah, but it's not true. He knows he's learning as much as he possibly can. Biyadua she yisurin shel ahava haim. So now you know that these are called yisurin shel ahava. These are hardships that a person faces, but he didn't actually do anything to deserve it. It is out of love. For whatever the reason is, I'm not going to get into a lot of detail here, but basically Hashem wants to raise up his level of reward in the next world, so he doesn't want to give him too much hana in this world. He makes this world a little bit difficult for him, even though he is a truly righteous person. Shenemar ki es asher yehav Hashem yochiach. Hashem will rebuke he whom he loves. Amar Rav Amar Rav Sechora Amar Rav Huna Kol Shekodesh Baruch Hu Chafetz Bo Medako Bi Yisurin Shenemar Hashem Chafetz Dakao Hacholi. Right, so a person who loves somebody, he sometimes gives him Yisurim. Right, and he puts a pasuk. I feel low kibla me'ava. Maybe it would be, you might think it's referring to a person who would not lovingly accept the Yisurim, meaning like he didn't deserve the Yisurim, so he's going to get it and he's going to be very resentful about it. Talmud Lomar, im tasim asham nafsho, right? So my asham, ladas, af Yisurim, ladas. Right? So my awesome Ashlam sorry, excuse me. My Ashlam Ladas Afisurin Ladas. So he's saying just as an Ashlam is right, so has to be done knowingly, so too the Yisurim have to be accepted knowingly and willingly, and that's when they have the positive effect. Im kibble mascharo, if he accepts the Yisurim, what reward does he get? So we say in the rest of the Pasuk, Yirah Zera Yarech Yamin. Right, you will see children and you'll have long lives. Another reward is that his learning will be fulfilled in his hand, as the Pasuk continues. The Chifetz Hashem biyado yitzlach. Right? So this also refers to that which Hashem, those words of Hashem that he has in his hand, so that will be matzliach. I mean, he's going to have a lot of atzlacha in his learning if he accepts his difficulties with love. Pligi bar Rav Yaakov bar Idi v'Rabbi Acha bar Chanina. There was a machlogis about this between these two Amoraim, Rav Yaakov bar Idi and Rav Acha bar Chanina. Chara amar Elohim Yisurim shel Ava. What's the definition of Yisurim shel Ava? Kein shein bohem bitul Torah. If you're still able to learn Torah despite the difficulties, meaning it doesn't cause you to lose any time from learning and any quality from learning because you're distracted. Shenemar Ashrei Gever Asher Tiyaseh Enokav Mitoras Chosh Lamedav. Fortune is the person who Hashem gives him difficulties, but he still learns Torah. V'chad Amar Elohim Yisurin Shel Ava Kol Shein Bahem Bitul Tfila. No, not that you can't learn Torah as much and as qualitatively well as you want to, but that if you can still daven well, then those are good yisurim. Shenemar Baruch Elokim Ashalo Hesir Tfilasi V'chasto Mei Osi. Right, blessed is Mei Iti. Sorry, blessed is Hashem who did not remove my tefillah and his kindness from me, and he still allows me to daven. Amalu Rabbi Abba. Bray de Rabbi Chia bar Abba, Hachi Amar Rabbi Chia bar Abba. So the son of Chia bar Abba, Rabbi Abba, says in his name, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Eilav Eilav Yisurin Shel Ava. Hey, no, if you're able to daven or you're able to learn, those are both called Yisurin Shel Ava. Shenemar ki es asher yehav Hashem yochiach. Elamat hamalomar Torah sechot lamedenu. So why then does it imply that it's only Yisurin Shel Ava if you can learn Torah? No, I'll take great talamedenu, ela talmedenu. Meaning we learn this from the Torah. We learn it from the Torah. Kal v'chomer mishein v'ayin. And how do we learn it out from the dinim of the Torah? It's a kal v'chomer from knocking out the tooth or an eye of an eved. Mashein v'ayin shein echad meivarev shel adam eved yotzei bohen l'cheirus. Right? So a person knocks out a tooth or an eye, then his servant goes free. Yisurin shememarkin kol gufa shel adam. So Yisurin, which generally harm the entire body, alachas kama v'kama. So how much more so that a person who has Yisurin is going to get tremendous reward for sustaining himself through these Yisurin. V'hayna de Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Dom Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Nemar bris b'melech v'nemar bris b'yisurin. Nemar bris, we have the word bris when it comes to salt, and we have the word bris when it comes to Yisurin. Nemar bris b'melech dechsiv v'lo tashbis Melach, right? It says over there when it comes to the mizbeach, there's always going to be salt on the mizbeach, and this is the bris melach we call it. So it's never going to stop. The nemar bris biyisurin dechsev elu divrei habris, right? So that was talking about the end of the tochacha. It refers to the words as a divrei habris. Ma bris ha'amur b'melach melach mamtekes es habasar af bris ha'amur biyisurin yisurin remarkin kol avonosav shel adam. Just as salt. There was a bris by salt. Why? Salt sweetens the meat. I mean, it takes all of the nastiness out of the meat. So too, when it comes to Yisurin will erase and they'll take all the nastiness out of a person's sins. I'm going a little further to finish the Amid now. So we have Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Amar. So we have a bris in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Sholosh matanas tovas nasan hakadosh baruch hu Yisrael v'kulon lo nasnan ela al yedei Yisurin. Shem had three great gifts for us, but they were all came to us through difficulties, through Yisurin. Elohim Torah ve'eretz Yisrael v'olam haba. Torah minayin. How do I know that Torah is the first of the three? Shenemar Ashrei Gever Shetiyaseh Enokav Mitoras Torah Chosh Lamedenu. That we know already from the same passage we keep quoting. Eretz Yisrael. How do we know Eretz Yisrael only comes through difficulties? Dichsiv ki kasher yaser ish beno Hashem alokecha miyasereka uksiv vasrei ki Hashem alokecha meviyachal eretz tova. Right, it says just you will know just as a man will give the yisurin to his son, meaning just as he punishes his son, so too, meaning out of love, even though it hurts and it's sad, so too Hashem is giving you yisurin, and then right afterwards it says next pasuk ki Hashem alokecha meviyachal eretz tova. Right, Hashem is bringing you into this good land. Well, that's how we know Eretz Yisrael is nicknamed but through Yisrael. Ha'olam haba dichsiv kiner mitzvah v'torah or v'derech chayim tochachos musar. So just as a candle is a mitzvah and the Torah is light, the way of path is through tochachos of musar, meaning the derech chayim, the way to everlasting life, is through hardships and musar. Tani Tana Kamei, the Rabbi Yochanan kol osik v'torah v'gmilas chasadim. A person who learns Torah and does chesed, the kover as banav, mochlin lo al kol avonosav. And he has to bury his children, meaning he sees the worst kinds of Yisurin, that his children die, he is forgiven for all of his sins. And as we'll see next time, Rabbi Yochanan had some very particular experience in this matter.